Now, in terms of the PATH CR rate, so the likelihood of cure of those patients, you'll see that the combination of two agents, trastuzumab, pertuzumab, and a taxane, put PCR rates up to nearly 46%, which was significantly greater than the 29% with trastuzumab and a taxane. But note that in the absence of any chemotherapy, there was a nearly 17% PATH CR rate with two agents. And so clearly what this shows is that unlike endocrine therapy, in the HER2 setting, you will need combination of anti-HER2 agents. And the NEOALTO trial, which combined lapatinib and Herceptin, showed similar response rates to the Herceptin arm, and again, a significantly greater response rate, similar to this, with lapatinib combined with Herceptin. But there's one other thing that came out of that trial, which I think we need